Skagway residents have about 2 more weeks of quiet before the cruise ship season begins. The overall number of ships and potential passengers is slightly down compared to last year, but the town of less than 1,000 year-round residents still expects about 800,000 cruise ship tourists. If you add independent travelers to that, the gateway to the Klondike expects nearly 1 million visitors this summer. The tourism rush begins about a week earlier this year. In 2015, the first ship arrived on May 5th, but this year, the 1,000-passenger Crystal Serenity will tie up to the railroad dock April 29th. From then until late September, 29 ships are expected to make 389 port calls. Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director.
We dropped from 402 port calls to 389, but what is making up that difference is basically the size of the ships. We're getting a few larger ships in here.
In fact, the largest ship to sail Alaska waters will dock in Skagway for the first time this summer. The Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas carries an average of about 3,200 passengers, but is able to hold more than 4,000 at maximum capacity. Other new ships this year are the Radisson Seven Seas Mariner, the Pinot Yacht Cruises Le Soleil, Holland America's New Amsterdam, and Crystal Cruises Crystal Serenity. Skagway will see much heavier traffic Tuesday through Thursday. Sometimes as many as 5 ships will fill the town's waterfront, with the larger vessels at the railroad, Broadway, and ore terminal docks, and the smaller ones at the ferry dock. Jennings says the outlook for independent travelers is also expected to be similar to last year's numbers. Skagway expects about 125,000 non-cruise ship visitors.
Obviously, we're watching closely to see about the Canadian dollar, see how that impacts us. But to date, we really haven't seen much impact. And then, of course, lower fuel prices, that often helps us for, you know, highway traffic. But then again, the flip side of that is reduced service on the Alaska Marine Highway. So I think that we're expecting really similar numbers as 2015.
One tour business that primarily caters to cruise ship visitors is planning to test the independent traveler market this year. Beyond Skagway Tours offers a range of day trips for cruise ship passengers, but starting in September, they'll offer 3 to 5 day Golden Circle van trips, taking customers from Skagway to Whitehorse to Haines and the scenic places in between.
Because nobody else is doing it that I know of.
Becky Mole owns the tour business. She hopes the Golden Circle Tour will help extend its season past the last ship day.
When you're dealing with the cruise ship people, there's such a huge number of them coming in that it wasn't hard to start the business for cruise ship based, but it's a little harder tapping into this one.
Tourism Director Jennings noted a few other businesses that are expanding or changing this summer. The Pizza Station and Morningwood Hotel are expanding to add more rooms and a new bar. Pescarito's restaurant is changing management and becoming the Mermaid Garden. And Skagway will have a brand new museum, Jeff Smith's Parlor, which opens April 30th. As seasonal workers start to arrive in town and businesses open their doors, Jennings says she's excited to see Skagway come to life this summer. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.